joyous feast day. The Ascension is not a day that particularly captures our imagination after Pascha, but indeed is a very important and holy day. And because there's still the assumption that Christ is leaving, as we prayed in one of the hymns last night at Vespers, and Vespers and Matins are where the faith is taught, it's where you hear the doctrines and teachings of the faith. Well, this wasn't really a doctrine, simply it was a hymn where the apostles called out to the Lord, "Lord, don't leave us as orphans. Do not leave us orphans when you depart this world." And of course, we have his promise, "Lo, I'll be with you always, even unto the end of the age," to the end of the world. Christ's own promise to us that he would always be with us. When we're in an Orthodox church, everything in the church speaks of God with us. That heaven is down here with us. The saints are here, the angels are here, the Lord is here, his Holy Mother is here. And the icons and the architecture and everything about the church is trying to convey that sense of presence, that we are in a heavenly place, heaven is here with us. The Orthodox architecture, they speak of the dome having that idea too of the reminder of the Lord with us, especially when you have Christ in the dome, blessing from on high, blessing the people down below, as God willing we'll have sometime after a while. The sense of God's presence, the sense of that if the church would be indeed an empty building, an empty interior with no imagery, no signs of heaven, no sense of the presence of the saints, no sense of the holy, then one might indeed feel like Jesus has left. That God is up there. God is far away. God is in his heaven. And we're down here. A two-story universe, as Stephen Freeman speaks of it. And the movement away from imagery in the church, the movement away from iconography, that came with the Reformation, indeed led to secularism, led to this idea that we're down here below doing our thing and God is way up there somewhere and he's not with us and we're not with him. And we send messages up, but it's pretty far up. Our Orthodox temple invites us to feel close to the Lord, to feel close to his people, to feel close to the heavenly choir, to have a sense that he never has parted, that he's always been with us, that he continues to be with us. Indeed, as we speak in the inquirer's class, we have our temple tour, that the icon of Theotokos with Christ is always on the left, the icon of Christ, sometimes enthroned, sometimes standing, or sometimes sitting on a throne, is on the right. And they represent the two comings of our Lord. His first coming with the incarnation as a child, being held in the arms of his Holy Mother, God become man. The other icon of Christ by himself with the gospel book and blessing is the sign of Christ coming in the second coming as judge, to judge the world, to be the judge of all. In between the two comings of Christ, the first and second, he comes to us through these doors. He comes to us to give himself to us in the Holy Eucharist. And so indeed, he has never left us. He is always with us. And he gave us this meal, not simply as the promise, but not simply as the sign, but indeed as the guarantee that he remains with us. He abides with his church. The church is the body of Christ. Christ is the head of his church. The Lord wants to be with his people. The Lord gathers his people to himself. The Lord gives himself to us, as we say on Holy Saturday. He gives himself to us as food in this blessed meal. Let us always remember and believe and trust, indeed, that the Lord will always be with us as he promised in our days and in all our days, and to the last day, and taking us into the heavenly realm, which we familiarized ourselves with all our years of living in the church and giving glory and worship to God. God is with us, indeed. He always will be with us. He has ascended in glory in order to send down the Holy Spirit to remain, to give us the abiding presence that we might ever be with the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, joyous feast day.